Jake, you have an uncanny ability to find incredible talent here in our community. And just recently, you found and invited a young woman named Nina De Freitas into the 91.5 KRCC studios for an interview and performance. First off, how'd you stumble across this burgeoning talent?
Well, I've seen her name around town over the past few years playing shows and the like. But just last month, I saw a post of hers on Facebook advertising the release of her debut EP, Spinning Towards the Edge. I listened to a cut and was blown away. As you'll hear in a minute, she has an unbelievable voice and an ear for really interesting melodies and beautiful instrumentation. And I think there are big things in store for Nina De Freitas. So, like you said, we invited her into the studio for an interview and performance, and it was wonderful.
All right, let's take a listen. Here's Nina De Freitas in studio, 91.5 KRCC.
Hi, I'm Nina De Freitas, and this song is called I Was In Love With You.
With you.
That was Nina DeFreitas in studio here with the song I Was in Love with You. Nina, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a beautiful performance.
Thank you.
You're relatively new on the scene here in Colorado Springs, been making music for a while, have done some really amazing things already in your career, but just released your first EP, Spinning Towards the Edge, a beautiful record. And I understand it was 5 years in the making, is that right?
Yes, for various reasons, it took quite a while to get to this point, but it doesn't matter now. I'm just very thankful that it's out.
I know you have sort of an interesting story, so I'm curious to know kind of when you first got started playing music.
Well, I was born in Brazil to two musician parents. Both of my parents are musicians. So I'd say that I was basically playing music before I could even talk. My mom always knew that I'd be a musician, so she always encouraged me to learn instruments and listen to music and just be immersed in music always. So, yeah, it's pretty much been since I was a child, yeah.
When thinking about influences in your sound, I mean, the first thing that jumps to mind, and I've seen you reference it, is Jeff Buckley. How much of an influence is he on your sound?
A huge influence. That was kind of... He was number one in our house for sure. Yeah, I've been listening to Jeff Buckley since I was a child. He's a great, you know, writer, incredible vocalist, and a great melody writer. And that, you know, I really immersed myself in his music. And yeah.
Not everyone could pull it off. You have that powerful vocal quality, I think, that he has. How long has that taken you to develop?
Well, first of all, thank you for ever comparing my voice to such an incredible singer's voice, and I don't think I could ever really come close. As I've gotten older and more bold, I think it's come more with just increased confidence rather than like increased learning or like, you know, technique.
Learning to embrace that voice in a way.
Yeah, I think when I was younger, I just didn't think my voice was, I thought it was too different and it didn't sound like what I'd hear on the radio. So I'd listen to my little pop artists on the side, even though I was listening to this incredible catalog of music. I still had my pop music that I liked. And, I was kind of embarrassed of my voice. I didn't like hearing it played back. But as the years have gone by, I definitely embraced it for what it is. And I'm thankful for it for sure. Yeah.
With this new EP, Spinning Towards the Edge, what were you going for with these songs? Is there any kind of cohesive idea or set of ideas that you were working with on this?
Yeah, well, these songs obviously are about heartbreak. Overall, I think it's just about, you know, a person looking for love, and maybe love is looking for the person all the while. Heartbreak is relatable, and I wasn't writing these songs to be relatable necessarily, but I tend to just write what comes out and hope for the best, basically.
And so now that this EP is out in the world after quite a long time of sort of gestating, I guess, how's it feel?
It feels good. I had a few moments of terror where I thought to myself, oh, this is out and there's nothing I can do about it. And whoever wants to hear it can hear it. And it was a little bit, it felt kind of as if I had published my personal journals for the world to read, but it's hearing. But I've gotten really good feedback, and people have been really lovely, and I've gotten some really lovely notes of people just saying how, you know, how deeply it has touched them. And then I'm like, okay, yes, like, that's why I'm doing this. It's not for me to hoard for myself. It's for people. That's bottom line. You know, I just want to serve people. So,
Nina De Freitas, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Such a beautiful record, Spinning Towards the Edge. Let's take it out with one more song live here in the studio.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm Nina De Freitas, and this is Always Wait.
One day it changed. That was local artist Nina DeFreitas performing the song Always Wait from her debut EP, Spinning Towards the Edge. You can find out more about her through our website, krcc.org. You're listening to Air Check from 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us.